Good morning. It's good to be back for a little bit, short time. So as you all know, the last year I've been on the road all across the state, parts of the nation for state FFA office. And not 2 days ago Friday, but 9 days ago Friday, my year wrapped up as I hung up my FFA jacket and retired. And as I hung my jacket up, I kind of had time to the last week to reflect on my whole year. And sitting there thinking, I started asking myself questions. Did I do enough? Did I say yes to enough opportunities? Did I leave a good influence? And did I do the best that I could? If you want to turn to your Bibles, we'll start in Colossians chapter 4 here in a second. You know, as much as I was able to go and do, I still find myself answering those first two questions, the did I do enough and did I say yes to enough opportunities with no. It didn't matter if it was 2, 3, 4 in the morning when I finished what I needed to do for the day, or if it was 5 p.m., I still felt like there was more that I could do. At conventions, I could have met one more person, could have introduced myself, given out one more card. If I was at contests, I could have told one or two or three more students good luck before they went in and competed. I could have made one more conversation, made one more connection. I could have said congratulations to more students as they finished. I could have called my teammates more whenever I was away from them back at home. Could have called my family or friends more when I was with my team. But no matter how hard I worked at an event, or no matter how tired I was afterwards, I always felt like I could have done more. So if you would, and turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 4. We're going to start there in verse 4. Colossians 4, verse 4, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. That's King James Version. The New American Standard Version would read in verse 5, walk in wisdom towards them. That's King James. The New American Standard says, conduct yourselves with wisdom towards outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. So two different little wordings there, but overall the same message. Like I said, as I sit down now and think, did I redeem my time well enough, and did I make the most of every opportunity? And I keep finding myself answering no. But then I think, why am I answering no? Is it because I actually failed those tasks, or is it because I'm just too hard on myself? And I'm still kind of in the midst of trying to figure that one out and answer that. If you would turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 right quick. We're told, 1 Corinthians 10 chapter 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above which ye are able, but will within the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. You know, I think that kind of applies outside of temptation. I think, you know, obviously we're given difficult jobs throughout our lives, and not necessarily that we're going to be tempted all the time, but we're definitely going to struggle through some of those difficult tasks. And I think that kind of is a parallel there, that just as he's going to give us a way to escape temptation, he's going to give us a way to find strength and get through difficult tasks when we need to. So we're told we're not going to be able to not handle anything. So I wonder, did I say yes to just the right amount of opportunities because that was what he knew that I could handle? Or could I handle more? There were a few events that ultimately I did end up saying no to. You know, maybe it was one more event down in Houston that I just couldn't justify a 10-hour drive after coming back from Fort Worth. More 8 to 10-hour drives that I wondered if I would be able to make it down there driving after a long trip already. Ultimately, I mean, I understand that there's a reason that I wasn't present at those opportunities, whatever that reason may be. But I wonder if the answer to my second questions lied in those chances I didn't take. If I'd gone to those events, would I have been able to do a better job, leave a better influence, and do the best that I could? Could I have been a brighter light at those places, and could I have presented an opportunity maybe for someone to be saved? You know, ultimately, I believe there's always room for improvement. I think that's proven by many different things, but when given the opportunity to talk about farming, you know I'm going to talk about farming. So I'm going to use an analogy here. When John Deere released a row crop tractor with 400 horsepower, and you know, that was great. I couldn't barely believe it. That was amazing. That was a massive tractor. But did they stop? They didn't stop there. Next thing you know, they released a 410 horsepower row crop tractor. And even then, it was even bigger and better, and they're still working to improve their line of products. And I think we can take that to heart and model ourselves somewhat after that game plan. And like I said, even after I left every event, maybe I was content with the job that I did. But I always could have done something better. I could have said, one more prayer thanking the Lord for the opportunity I had to be there, or talk to one more person. But I think that's part of the beauty of it. When we come to those realizations, we identify directly ways that we can improve, ways that we can put more effort in and overall do a better job, do enough, to say yes to enough opportunities. And in those last two questions, I asked myself, did I do the best I could, and did I leave a good enough influence? I think those two questions can steadily be answered and be closer to a yes each time we try, just a little bit harder. Thursday midday, I took a buddy of mine to lunch in Lubbock. My junior year, I was the district 4-H president, and it's kind of a tradition that the new president elected, you know, has some time to talk to the previous presidents and just get some advice from their year and kind of get some experience from them. So, good buddy of mine from Abernathy, I took him to go eat, and we talked about some of the things that he might face coming up. He asked me some things that advice that I had for him, and I don't know what advice a 19-year-old college kid could give, but I did my best and gave him some things that I went through, some things that he could be expecting. And we went to a restaurant in Lubbock, and when we got our food, said a prayer before we started eating, and halfway through our prayer, a man from a table over came up and asked if he could sit next to us, and looked like a nice guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and I love a good Hawaiian shirt, so I obliged, and I said, yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, as we're sitting there, he said, I just want to thank y'all, he said, because not often do you see many people praying before you eat. He said, so I want you to know your lunch has been taken care of. At that point, I felt guilty. You know, I tried to argue with him and you know, didn't want to accept that offer, but he said, no, it's already too late. I've already paid the house. Like, there's no way you're getting out of this. And maybe that day I could have found a bigger, better influence to make somewhere. Could have gone to Lubbock, could have gone to a crowd of people and talked maybe, but just one action rubbed off on somebody around me in a good way. Just because I had the opportunity to thank the Lord and I took it, and I'm glad that I did. And I firmly believe in taking as many opportunities as possible, redeeming our time, making most of our time. I think that's the key to leaving a good influence. Wednesday night, Brother Holton announcements said that this will be my last Sunday here for a while, and he was right. I know that might shock some of y'all after I just got back, as much as I've been gone this past year, but I was given an opportunity. This fall, I'll be interning in College Station, working for a research farm down there. It's a big move. It's not quite the same area that I've been used to my whole life, but I'm excited for it. It's a huge opportunity for someone pursuing a plant science degree to be able to go down there and work in a different aspect of what they've been raised in, and I'm excited to say yes to it. While I'm down there, I'll be visiting Twin Cities Church of Christ, where Kyle's brother, Curtis Pope, preaches, so as much as I try, I just can't seem to get away from the Popes. I'll miss being up here in the Panhandle, but I know that saying yes to this chance will give me the opportunity to leave an influence and impact in an area that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to. You know, friends of mine that are down in College Station that I've met through 4-H and FFA across the state that I haven't been able to spend a lot of personal time with, just seeing them at contests, saying, hey, how are you, taking a picture in official dress, all that good stuff, you know. That'll give me a chance to be around them and hopefully to be a good influence to them. Hopefully grow as a Christian as well, make connections with brothers and sisters in Christ at another congregation, and hopefully make connections that'll last a lifetime. So with that being said, like I said, after retiring my FFA jacket, it's been on my mind of, did I make the most of all my opportunities? Did I do enough? And going forward in life, you know, it's something that I'm going to try and do is, you know, it might take me away from the people that I enjoy being around, but ultimately I think it's up to me to say yes to opportunities, especially when there's a chance for me to be an influence to those around me. I know these words have been short. They haven't been a deep review of a certain few passages or a deep dive into a lot of scripture. It's kind of just been a personal message of mine, but it's been on my mind the last nearly week and a half since I've been retired. And, you know, after putting a year of work, a lot of miles on the road, I think I put 40,000 miles on my other pickup before I traded it in and traded this pickup in, and now put 12,000 miles on it. And so after putting a lot of time and miles on the road and then just hanging the jacket up just to be done with it all of a sudden, you know, it's a big transition from going 100 miles an hour, not literally on the road, but mentally and you know, staying busy all the time. It's a big transition to being at home and not having to go to another event or do anything. And so it's been on my mind, and I kind of want to share my thoughts with y'all, and I hope that after hearing this that each of you will say yes to the opportunities that you're faced with as an individual, for family growth, for spiritual growth. There's opportunities out there for each of us, and hopefully we can or review our lives today and find just some little place where we can focus and leave a better influence. You know, like I said, maybe that's praying more often, thanking the Lord. I was coyote hunting with a buddy of mine in Spring Lake on Thursday night, and driving home, drove through a little shower, and it didn't rain much, maybe a tenth or 2/10 of rain, but I got home and I said a prayer thanking the Lord for that little bit of rain, because that's just a little something that I could do. So hopefully we can encourage each of y'all to say yes to the opportunities you have, reflect in areas that we can each grow, and just find somewhere that we can make a little bit most of our time and redeem our time just a little bit better. That's all I have for y'all at this time. So, Vincent?